I'd like to reconvene the December 9th meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Let the record reflect, it's now 1:35. We have completed our habitat agenda here, and I'd like to continue the public comment period. If there's anybody in the audience who wishes to address the commission on a matter that is not on the agenda, please come forward. Seeing none, that's the end of public comment. Here, agenda item number 10 here, failure to report cases. Ms. Iverson.
Commissioner, commission members, I have three potential cases before you today. Two I know are here today. The other gentleman I'm not sure about. We'll call him when we get to him.
Stephanie, will you tap the microphone? Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you to staff for fixing the audio problem. My condolences for your eardrums, Kathy.
Sorry, Kathy. The first case is Mr. Jonathan Conway.
Mr. Conway, before we start here, I'd like to swear you in here. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Please state your name for the record and speak into the microphone.
Jonathan Conway.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Conway was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the months of January 2014 by first and second postcards. Staff made several phone calls to Mr. Conway regarding his missing harvest reports and left him messages. He was not unable to be reached. Mr. Conway was also sent a letter November the 4th, all harvesters were, regarding his reporting status for 2014, showing him the months for which he was missing harvest reports. Mr. Conway returned staff calls, but not until after he had already received his personal service letter for a hearing on December the 9th. Staff has received all the reports for all missing months. His January was resolved today, and he's here before you.
And his January report was the last missing report, and it was resolved today.
Yes, sir. His January report was resolved today. Mr. Conway also updated us on his phone number. He was having some problems with his phone, and it won't be resolved for another couple of weeks, but he did give us an email address to contact him in the meantime.
Mr. Conway, was that the problem that got us to this point here today?
Yes, sir.
And your contact information is up to date?
Move to the mic, please.
Yes, sir.
Any questions from the commission? What is the staff recommendation?
All right. Staff recommends a 2-year probation for Mr. Jonathan Conway. He be placed on probation for a period of 2 years, ending on December 8, 2016, during which time any violation of Chapter 610 or any other laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations will result in Mr. Conway appearing before a hearing of the commission on possible license suspension.
Mr. Conway, do you understand the importance of filing your mandatory harvest reports, which I'll note are mandatory, they're not optional?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Is this problem resolved now?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Matters before the commission.
Motion to accept staff recommendation for a 2-year probation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Second by Mr. Sessoms. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Conway, you're on probation here. Dot the I's, cross the T's. Make sure you got it all right. Make sure your harvest reports are in on time, please. Thank you, sir.
Our next case is Mr. Robert West. Robert West.
Mr. West, you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Please state your name into the microphone for the record, please.
Robert West.
Ms. Iverson.
Mr. Robert West was initially notified by staff that he had failed to report for the month of February and March 2014 by first and second notification postcards for each month of the missing harvest. Mr. West called staff in response to one of the postcards and informed staff that he was working with his brother and was on his report. That's an additional harvester for March 2014. Staff immediately called Mr. West to inform him that we could resolve the situation. Mr. West told staff at that time he would get the situation resolved. Mr. West was sent a third and final notification by certified mail for all Mrs. Harvest reports. This third notification by certified mail was received by Mr. West on August the 15th. At that time, he was missing harvest reports for February, March, June, and July 2014. Mr. West was delayed from appearing before September and October commission meeting so that he could resolve his compliance issues. He was then sent a third notification for all missing harvest reports, which he received on November the 1st. Mm-hmm. Staff made additional calls to Mr. West regarding his missing harvest reports and also received calls from Mr. West, during which time he informed staff on several occasions that he would bring his reports to the office. Mr. West has now brought in all his reports, and he's up to date. As of today, he brought in his final report. He brought in most of the reports on yesterday. Mr. West is not missing anything at this time, and he's currently totally resolved.
Mr. West, you do understand the need for us to have your harvest reports on time?
Yeah.
Is the problem resolved?
Yeah, the problem is resolved. We'll start doing them online, see how that goes.
That would be very beneficial.
It seems a lot easier. I did Marches, which I'm here for Marches. I didn't know I was here for February's, but it's 3 days of work. Well, 2 days of work in February or March. I think it was only like 2 days of work. I turned that in on one of the meetings I came here for an OSHA meeting. Did not have the white folder. He told me to lay it down on the counter. As I did so, that was the only one at that moment in time that I was missing. Laid it on that counter. Everything was busy around here that day. I figured I was done. And, I explained that on the phone a couple times, but I guess it's up to me to make sure that it goes in y'all's file cabinet.
It's everybody's best interest to make sure that all the documents are here and they're here on time, sure. Ms. Iverson, staff spends an exceptional amount of time to track down some folks here who are chronically delinquent here. Have we ever put a dollar cost on that?
It's about $900 a case. And it involves several of the departments, not just mandatory reporting, but several departments are involved. And it's very extensive. Staff calls, sends notifications, and finally, a law enforcement officer serves.
Let's try it online here, see how that works out for you. Any questions from the commission? Ms. Erskine.
Ms. Iverson, I noticed in page 9 with Mr. West's compliance notification summary, it goes through the notification postcard, first and second, and then it says on the date March 7th, phone call was made to staff. So did Mr. West call, and was that for the delinquent month of March? It just seems to be out of order that a postcard was sent in April and May, and then there was a phone call made to staff.
The seventh phone call was about 2013. It wasn't about his 2014. March would not have been due until April the 5th.
Okay.
So if he called March the 7th, that wouldn't have affected March 2014.
So that was actually for his 2013 missing
reports. That didn't have anything to do with his March 2014, that particular phone call.
What was the problem in 2013, and what was the reason, Mr. West, that you didn't contact PMRC until March of 2014?
I was moving a lot.
So you weren't harvesting?
No. I had odd jobs here and there, but that's about it.
Odd jobs on the water?
Yeah, I helped people on the water, but most of it was on land jobs. Probably looks like my best bet to get on a land job.
Maybe.
Mr. Zetra.
Maybe you could explain to us, why does it take so many calls from the MRC for you to respond?
I'm busy.
Well, you
go on that.
Value your licenses?
Yes, I value my license. I horse for every year, and I haul sand every year. At least I'm trying to anyways. I guess by rules and regulations, by another year from today, waterman's cards are going to cost $5,000 to get, and I won't be able to go to work. That's the way I look at it. Y'all can hold give me whatever y'all want on this year. I mean, I'm going to continue to try to do right. I mean, I'm doing the best I can.
How long have you been in doing this?
I've been working on the water all my life.
Well, then you're...
My grandfather was working on the water. He didn't have to do all this stuff. My father, he can't even get a waterman's card. He worked on the water his whole life. He retired because he got sick. Now he's trying to get back on the water. He can't even get a card.
Do you understand why we have reporting requirements?
Yeah, somewhat. So you track everything that we do. I mean...
And do you understand that as a result of that, the oyster industry is just gone booming?
I know. I oyster in James River. I oyster in Rappahannock.
So would you agree that's important?
I mean, yeah, the oyster thing is important.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, I missed 2 days. I think it's 2 days on my report.
And how long would it have taken you to do that?
I thought I'd done it. I turned it in one of the meetings, and then I got told I didn't.
Okay.
So, I mean, that ain't my fault.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, I'm guessing it's my fault because I didn't give it to the right person or something. I don't know.
Ms. Iverson, what's the staff recommendation for Mr. West?
Staff recommends a 2-year probation for Mr. West. 2 years ending on December 8, 2016, during which time any violation of Chapter 610 or any other laws relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth and corresponding regulations will result in Mr. West appearing before a hearing of the Commission on possible licenses suspensions.
Matters before the Commission.
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Ms. Haney to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. West, you're on 2 years of probation. Try the online reporting. It should be easier for you. Thank you, sir.
The next case is Mr. Kevin Wyatt. Mr. Wyatt is currently suspended until he appears. I had called for him out in the hallway, but he wasn't out there at the time. If we can call for him again. I don't know if he's here.
Is Mr. Wyatt present? Mr. Kevin R. Wyatt? Officer, would you yell into the hallway there for Mr. Wyatt?
Kevin R. Wyatt.
He's not here, so like I said, we have all of his licenses, and he's suspended until he appears, so it can remain so until he actually appears.
And he's been suspended until he appears since October?
Yes, sir.
Commission wish to just continue this until Mr. Wyatt appears?
Yes.
I see head shaking. Let's continue this matter until Mr. Wyatt appears.
Well, I have for you.
Thank you very much.